It is the 14th day of April. On the phone line with us for a Monday afternoon is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, it looks to me like there were a couple of things happening, and maybe wheat was leading the way. Part of it is weather-driven, I suppose, and then the Russians and the Ukrainians are still having some problems, and I guess that might be in the market, too. What do you think?
Yeah, you pretty well hit it right on the head there. You know, especially, you know, the wheat that's got some fairly good growth to it. I believe at the joining stage or so, it takes about 24 degrees for about 3 to 4 hours when it starts to do damage. But if it's still relatively in the tillering stage there, it needs to be 12 degrees for, you know, over 6 hours. So this really depends on what stage of growth we're at. But there's concern, especially if it's your wheat field, particularly. Overall, we'll see how low the temperatures dip and what type of reports we receive back. Past history, I've had producers, you know, thought it was pretty well fried and done and was able to come back. It's just about like a cat, you know, with 9 lives to it. So we'll see what develops out of that. That was supportive. And then secondly, as you mentioned, you know, some more unrest in Russia, Ukraine. You know, long story short, that's going to continue to develop or continue to be news item worthy, you know, for quite some time in the future here.
Where are we most concerned about wheat? Is it the soft red winter or the hard red or both at this time?
Well, a little bit of both, but the main would be the hard red winter wheat, particularly, you know, it's under dry stress and it's a little bit more critical versus the soft red winter wheat. But as I mentioned, if it's your field, it's top priority.
Yeah, so what, tonight we're looking in Kansas City at a 28-degree low. So, but that wheat belt stretches a long ways out there, so we'll have to watch a whole lot of numbers overnight, I guess.
Yeah, it's something that's newsworthy to talk about. From a trading perspective, you know, we took advantage of the higher market and sold the market here from a trader's point of view with the idea that, you know, we build the bullish news in and get some type of correction tomorrow. So we'll see how smart we are here over the next few days.
We have $5 corn. Is there a place for producers to think about marketing 13, 14, and do you look out to 15?
Well, this is a spot that anybody would have given to be able to sell back there in January. We're here, and I think you got to take advantage of it. As far as the D14 goes, we're our next upside target to make some sales 525 and 545. So we'll see if those develop. If we don't resume this trend here or keep this trend going, our backup plan would be, you know, continue to use the price floor strategy and keep your cash green or hedge to arrive contracts pretty well open for say. There's nothing wrong with going out and doing a little 15. I hate to do a whole lot out there unless you can lock everything in.
It is a long way away, isn't it?
Then of course, I wouldn't sell anything on out 17, 18, or 19, Todd.
yeah. I seem to recall that, and that's been one of your things. And maybe you can go through that really quickly because you have some thoughts further out that there is a move left in this marketplace 3-4 years out.
Well, I believe that you know, we've seen a lot of bull markets in the past, and you know, what's the next thing that's going to take hold? And I believe it was going to be feed demand in general. I believe the Asian purchase of Smithfield pork processor and so forth is strictly food security for Asia. Because when you look at what they did and try to put two to two together, it just, you know, right there in front of you. And I believe that purchase was the great pork robbery of 2013. As we move down the road, those hogs from the U.S. is going to be move to Asia, and it's going to keep pork profitable, and that over time, a lot of you guys have gotten out of hogs. You'll be back into the hog 4-H program again because I think it's going to be very lucrative, increasing feed demand. So the next big bull market, super cycle of the upside, is going to be feed demand here in the U.S.
But on the near term, while hogs are off their top, though they're really still pretty high priced.
And they're going to remain somewhat firm here for a while from the fact that we're looking with some smaller supplies. We haven't seen the full effect of the pigs we lost here this winter, so the hog market is going to be very volatile. When you look at the August futures down there, there's a substantial discount to where cash is at the present time. So the next phase is going to be the meat phase, some good old-fashioned demand here in the U.S.
Let's come back to the grains and the oil seeds, corn in particular. Producers would, in your area, I'm sure, would have liked to have had some acres planted. I doubt that there are any, well, there might be a few, but not very many at all, in central Illinois and the northern part of the state that have been put in the ground.
No, it's on south of here. There's been some put into the ground. There's been some put in the ground. It's been sitting there for about 2 weeks, too, in certain areas. But everybody's ready to go. Quite a bit of anhydrous was put on. So it's just a matter of sort of drying out here again, warming up a little bit. This afternoon's planting progress is expected to be about 3-5% as a nation. You know, we start getting towards the end of April here, that'll be a little bit more critical for say, but the trade's still looking at the ability of the American farmer to cover a lot of ground in a short period of time.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Very good, Todd. Take care.
Mm-hmm. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, and joins us on this Monday afternoon to take a look at the commodity markets and how they have been trading in Chicago at the CME Group.